Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, I'm Maeve Marsden, and you're listening to Queer Stories, the podcast for the LGBTQI plus storytelling night I host and program around Australia. If you're listening for the first time, make sure you check out the back catalogue of episodes. There are, to put it mildly, shit tons of good stories for you to sink your teeth into. Sink your ears into them. I don't know if that makes sense. There's also a Queer Stories book that you should really buy, and a podcast collaboration with Google's Creative Lab called My Mother's Kitchen. It features a bunch of Queer Stories storytellers and is a cool interactive game / podcast / it's an experimental audio experience, and you should definitely check it out at mymotherskitchen.com.au. If you're a regular listener, just a heads up that I'm taking a bit of time to work a little less on Queer Stories and a little more on my own writing projects. So for the next 6 months or so, episodes are coming out weekly rather than twice a week. Feel free to hold me accountable to this on Twitter by sending me all caps tweets that like, are you writing right now? Or have you finished your play? I'll take all the encouragement and pressure that I can get. Rick Morton is an award-winning journalist with The Australian and the author of 100 Years of Dirt. Rick is the winner of the 2017 Kennedy Award for Outstanding Columnist. 100 Years of Dirt was longlisted for the 2018 Walkley Book of the Year and was highly commended in the Victorian Premier's Literary Awards 2019. This story was first performed at Adelaide Writers Week, then at Queer Stories for Sydney Writers Festival in May 2019.
Noah Webster was a lexicographer working on the Great American Dictionary in 1806 when his wife came into the study and found him with the secretary on his lap. She said to him, "Noah, I am surprised." And the great lexicographer replied, "No, my dear, you are astonished. It is we who are surprised." My mum slut-shamed a possum the other day, and I was thinking of this little exchange when I asked her about the precision of the language she had used. "Surely," I offered, "your beef is with the fertility of the possum and not how many times it has had sex." For 4 years now, Mum has been stuck in a territorial dispute with a family of common brush-tail possums that have moved into her roof and, in so doing, consumed her life to Seinfeldian proportions. In my thesis tonight, this ongoing skirmish is part of a central proof that my mother, Deb Morton, is a queer icon. I was on painkillers when I wrote that line too. In addition to pushing back against the forces of Barry Humphreys, there is a solid logic here. You see, possums are like straight people. They look fine and harmless from a distance, but if they ever get into your home, they refuse to leave and their children will become your problem. What am I doing? Sorry. Like possums, it is illegal to kill a heterosexual. The only way to deal with either is to trap and relocate them, usually with the promise of a mining job in the Pilbara. Deb Morton is a queer icon. She loves a good renovation, especially if it keeps out a possum. But there is one thing she loves more: a reality television show about renovations. Once, during a phone call, I was in the middle of telling Mum about the latest structural personal failing of mine when she yelled without any warning, "Sticks and Wombat just won the family holiday." The Channel 9 reality show The Block is like cocaine for my mum. She doesn't drink, smoke or gamble, but she absolutely will go on a 5-day block bender and show up at your house dehydrated in a dressing gown with a Makita power drill. Queer icon. Proofs 3 and 4. Mum loves craft and has way too much experience dealing with the police, despite never having done anything wrong. My brother battled ice addiction for several years, and the first real hint that something was up were the mushrooms he'd drawn on every available surface in psychedelic colours. He started calling himself Shroomy. My brother told us he wanted to sell his artworks, which was great news for any interior designers who'd ever considered the wares at a weekend market and thought, no, not shit enough. Over the summer of 2016, Mum set about her usual festive handiwork, stitching reindeer to send to her children as Christmas decorations. At the same time, she discovered my brother Toby was working on a little craft project of his own, blowing glass ice pipes around a drum underneath her house. It reminded me of some of the more diverse episodes of Better Homes and Gardens, where the gardener builds an outdoor planter box while nosy Hazelhurst sets up a safe injecting room. Mum was both furious and what I would describe as angry proud. Now, how the hell did he learn glass blowing, Rick? That's what I want to know, she said to me down the phone. There was a pause before she added resolutely, it's a skill. Queer icon. Proofs 5 and 6. Deb Morton is a feminist trailblazer and sassy as hell. When she married my dad, he refused to let her keep her maiden name. Faced with this obstacle, Mum did what any self-respecting woman would do and laid low for 11 years like an extremely drowsy sleeper cell before executing the greatest coup of all when Dad asked for a divorce. She refused to give the name back. She is still Mrs. Morton to this day. Mwah. And she raised a feminist daughter. My sister Lauren is a kind, funny and extremely talented midwife. During the week, she delivers new life into the world, and on weekends, she hunts wild pigs and takes them out of it. You know what that look on a dog's face when it farts itself awake? That's the look men get when they realise they have scorned my sister. It's amazing. In so many ways, strong women are core business for our community. Proofs 7 and 8. Deb Morton adores a costume and is extremely curious. Mum, a teacher's aide at a primary school, has gone to school for Book Week dressed up as a member of ABBA, one of the Incredibles, an elf, a reindeer, another elf, and, inexplicably, an elephant with a papier-mâché head so large and bulbous, three poachers in Africa got an erection. She taught me curiosity from the earliest age. Wonder, awe, that sense of the sublime we can all find in nature among the plants and animals. Granted, curiosity also gave us gender reveal parties and the first dick in a watermelon, but we should embrace the new frontiers that bring us joy and move on swiftly from those that conjure despair. Proof number 9. Deb Morton is a film connoisseur. And nothing, I repeat, nothing, will get in the way of a viewing of Bridget Jones's Baby. I was home writing my book in July 2017, and Mum and I were enjoying the third instalment of the noted classic when my brother's friend Scotty was stabbed in the neck under the house with the severed end of a broken golf club. Drama. We hit pause on the DVD. Scott was lying on the ground, a pool of blood pouring from the stab wound in his neck. I was on the phone to the ambulance, Mum to the police, and my brother had gone over to the fence to assure some passers-by that everything was absolutely okay, which of course it wasn't. Scotty survived, albeit with some nerve damage to his face, but our house became a crime scene until early the next morning. The local police sergeant turned up. Oh, g'day, Rick, I haven't seen you in years, he said cheerfully through the screen door. He asked me to take him in detail through everything that happened. Well, Mum and I were upstairs watching Bridget Jones's Baby, I told him. And he said, so watching a movie upstairs? And I said, yes, Bridget Jones's Baby. And he said, yeah, we're probably not going to need that level of detail. Oh, so we're just going to give up on Renee Zellweger's happiness now. Is that how this night is going to go? When the Law Boys left at 1 a.m, I turned to Mum and I asked, "Do you just want to finish the movie?" She said, "Of course, darling. Queer Icon." The final proof for my thesis is the most important. It's love. When all else failed around her, Deb Morton loved and loved and loved. Through poverty and turmoil, pain and suffering, she loved. When others may have turned to bitterness or anger, she found her joy in the most significant of human victories. Mum is very short and as such has a very low centre of gravity. But like a Shetland pony with a long-term domestic partner, it was love that kept her upright in this world. And in our community, when so many tried to take so much from us, we found love and we used it not just to survive, but to thrive. So why is my mum a queer icon? Because she loved me, her gay son, and it was enough. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please rate and review the Queer Stories podcast to boost my ego and help spread the word. For tickets and dates, follow Queer Stories on Facebook. And for late night rants and photos of my dog, Frank, follow me, Maeve Marsden, on Twitter. For discount tickets to my shows, as well as other perks, become a supporter of my work on Patreon for as little as $4 a month. Details on maevemarsden.com.
Wilson, you sent the game-winning email at the buzzer, avoiding a 4:55 meeting on everyone's calendar. How did you do it?
I got a huge assist from Grammarly, an AI writing partner that helped me make my point. And it works everywhere I write. Summarizing a doc only took one click. When everyone uses Grammarly, everything just makes sense.
Go to grammarly.com/podcast to download it for free. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.